Hello everyone, I'd like to welcome you to Small Business Radio Network, your very own online media created just for small businesses. You might as well know, this is our very first interview, and I am very, very excited to introduce you to my very special guest. Her name is Inga Gredaminiani. She is going to tell us all about her small business, which is thriving now. I think there's going to be a lot for us to discuss, and we are just eager to get started. Let's get started anyway. Inga, I want to give you a very big welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Your name is Inga Gedmaniani. Just in case if I'm not able to pronounce that one properly, just pardon me anyway. All right. Tell us a bit, do you want to tell us a bit more about yourself and how you come to start this business? So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Inga. I'm from Lithuania. I'm living in Ireland nearly 15 years. Myself is hairdresser or barber. I'm normally working all the time with somebody in salon. I'm very happy what I'm doing all the time. One day I decided to open my own business. That's why we open in Mulhudert, Dublin 15, in the Crescent Shopping Center in Church Road. Very big, nice salon. And we have hairdressers here, barbershop, nail bar, beauty salon, and soon bed standing room. So we decided to open this shop because this is a very good location for a lot of people. Local people say very happy. We only 6 months up here, but very, yes, this is very keep going actually, not expect that. But I'm very happy because we have very good staff. This is very important from staff first, I think. And we have one guy, his name Paul. He's okay. Hairdresser.
Inga, I think I'm just going to stop you there for a while. I'm coming back to that question. Okay. What is the name of your salon?
My salon name is Glamour Style.
Okay.
So basically I find this name because Glamour Style could be goes for everybody. To be because everybody want to look good. That's why, because we do loads of service.
Absolutely.
That's why we decide to do Glamour Style.
Okay.
So I'm very actually happy. And people start to come and salon very nice, clean, fresh, like everybody expect and very happy, no? I hope, I like to be like people start more know about the shop. That's why everybody welcome to try us. So, we'll see. I hope it's like going well, business anyway.
Yeah, of course. And I think I quite agree with you. Glamour Style. The place is very glamorous.
Yes.
It shows for itself. It's clean and refreshing. Very fresh, like you said. So I'm going to go back to that question now. I don't know, like you have a lot of service that you offer in the salon. It's a unisex salon, obviously. Glamour Style offers ladies hairdressing, sunbeds, and also gents barbering as well.
Yes.
So how do you manage your staff? What kind of staff do you look for and how do you get them?
Actually, at first time was really hard to find really good staff because this is very important when you open business. You should have to find really, really good staff. If you want to keep going and build your business very well, that's, I think, very important stuff. That was not easy to find, but I really hard work with few weeks before when we opened and found very, very good staff. I have two hairdressers, two beauticians and myself at the moment, but I hope it's coming busy more. I need more staff as well. That's why I like to be, if my salon keep going up high standard and have made a good name and good service all the time, because I think myself, like if I go into salon, I have to be feel happy and good company have around and look after me very well the same. That's why I pick, I think, right, very, very right stuff. That's very happy now at the moment. That's
Okay, you talk about maybe getting more staff, and you've only just been running for about six months now.
Yes.
Okay, things might be going very smoothly for you, and that is a good sign anyway. But I mean, how do you feel, though? You know, like everybody's been complaining about the recession and all of that. Has this affected your business in any way?
This is actually not what I think as well. Yes, too many now run hairdressers everywhere, too many barbershop, hairdressers, beauty rooms everywhere. But I always thinking myself, I'm not like everybody, I'm different. That's why I want to build business, and I want to find best everything where a local business.
Yeah, make your own style.
Yes, yeah. Of course. That's why I always find something different if nobody have. That's why I think if people coming and back and talking right at the moment, that means it's no bad,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I feel at the moment very good. I know everywhere sessions now, but we do too many deals every week, and people have to find us on Facebook page as well, on Glamour Style. And we have as well website, www.glamourstyle.ie. We do always nice offers.
Okay, so you're obviously giving offers every now and then.
Every week, yeah, we do offers. That's why people are very happy. And so everybody welcome to have a look and welcome to come try us.
Okay, interesting, Inga. Okay, before you come to start this business, you know, I can see that you have a lot of experience anyway. Were you involved in any other type of business before? Were you running a different kind of business before, or maybe were you working somewhere?
No, when I live in my country, actually, I had a business as well, clothes shopping.
Okay.
Selling clothes as well.
Fashion.
I was hairdresser at the same time.
Okay.
But I left very early my country, 21, when I was. So I normally hairdresser anyway. That's why at start when I arrive in Ireland, I don't have many experience. I don't really know a lot. But when you're living here a lot, long time anyway, so I find many things about business. I try to find every year something to when I decide to open my own business. That's why I'm here now.
Okay, when you get started, you know, like the early stages, did you find any difficulty maybe in sourcing for funds to get started? I mean, where did you get your help? Like, did you get some kind of grant, say, for example, from the maybe the local partnership or the bank or grant, or if there was any loan? And I'm just like, you know, concerned a little bit about the financial aspect of it, because starting a new business during a recession period is not easy for anyone. Do you understand? So I like to ask my guests if they got any form of financial support at all. So did you start it with your own money? Did you get any grant or any business loans?
No, normally I don't really like to get any loan, because I normally always saving, and that's why I'm saying when I have a lot of money, that's why I'm decided to open my own business, because I don't really like to get any loans from bank at the moment.
Okay, so the other thing is, how would you describe your business service? Do you think, like you said it yourself, there are some competitors around you? What about your competitors?
Sorry, what does that mean? Like, kind of.
Do you worry, like, there's, I have this service here, and maybe there's another service next door, there's another hairdressing salon next door, and they offer almost exactly the same thing that I offer. So do you worry about that? You let that to give you some sleepless nights, or you're just fine because at the end of the day, your good quality service is what keeps your customers for you anyway. So how do you manage that?
You see, normally everybody think who have business, and I think it's normal process if you worrying, but I'm always positivation thinking in my head, and I keep going for my stuff. I know, available some quiet days, available very busy days, but this is very short time to decide if that's no good.
Okay.
Because we only 6 months up here.
Yeah.
I always thinking if my staff best, if we do very well and people happy, they always back and recommend us. That's why I think it's everything coming good. I'm thinking of it like that.
Okay, I can see that your service line is quite broad, you know, like you do eye care, besides other things, you have, you do the facials, the massage, exfoliation, nail bar, waxing, and all of that, you know, including sunbed and all that. Do you have to have a separate staff to do all these things? Or do you manage to do, do you yourself have experience to do some of these things?
No, I have to say, I manage myself. I do barbering, and I do look after sunbeds, and you do stuff, look after nail bar, and beautician. I have separate stuff. And two hairdressers who look after ladies. I can't do everything myself, but I would like, but I can't do.
No.
I like to be, yeah, because I'm very interesting about everything, you know.
Yeah,
I like,
day,
I love beautician, I love nails, yeah. I love everything, but I can't do everything same time.
Yeah.
But I look after everybody because, you know, I think if you're happy, and my husband have to be happy.
Oh, okay. And so, I mean, how many staff? How many staff roughly do you have here?
Staff, so around, so we together now five at the moment. All
okay, you have five staff,
yeah.
Here. Are they all trained to this, you know, this different job that they do? Are they all trained
no.
to them?
Everybody work here now, yeah.
Okay, interesting. I'm going to ask you a very funny question. If you do, half the time, I want to know what do you do for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
Oh my God, actually, I working 7 days a week. I don't really have fine. I don't really have time for myself for fun because now nearly 7 months, every day here. But no, for fun, I think when you're working here with people, every day be fun.
Yeah,
because
fun,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody talking different stories.
Yeah.
I like, you know, like I very like relation with people actually.
Okay, so that is your idea of fun.
Of
interesting.
Course.
Okay. Is this I just see the way this place is set up is very formal. So is this like a walk-in salon, a hairdressing where people can wake up maybe in their house and just decide, oh, I'm going to the salon today, and they can just come in? Or do people always need to make an appointment before they can come in?
Yeah, they find us on Facebook page, they write me on Facebook page making appointment, and they ring us on mobile phone, still on my mobile phone call me, and still in salon contact. And as well, we do full service. We soon actually start do service in hospitals and everywhere when people can get out from houses. So at the moment, yeah, we do service like from Facebook page and phone line and mobile phone.
What are your greatest strengths?
Strange?
Yeah, strengths. You know, things that keep you encouraged to keep going. Do you understand?
Ah, keep going.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm always a positivation person.
Yeah.
That's why I think that's me always
that
thinking,
powerful,
yeah, that's my power.
Yeah,
this is my power, yeah. Keep going, can be happy.
And
yes,
be happy.
Yes, yes, I'll be happy.
That is very interesting.
Yes.
And I think so far now, I would say that that was an interesting interview with Inga. And I want to, I think that is a wrap for now. Hopefully, you've heard her talk about her business. Inga, how can people get across to you?
So, we are in Dublin 15, Mulhoddert Crescent Shopping Center in Church Road, beside Communion Center. And everybody who would be like to visit us, please, you're welcome, everybody. And more details, you can find us on Facebook page Glamour Style or website www.glamourstyle.ie, and you see more information and you see every week more promotions what we do. Thank you.
Okay, that is a wrap for now. Thank you very much, Inga. That was Inga of Glamour Style Unisex Salon. You have just heard an in-depth entrepreneurial interview from Small Business Radio Network, and I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you always come back to listen more, because we are going to be talking to more entrepreneurs and to see how they find their business going, how they got started and all that, what keeps them going, or if there are challenges that they've ever faced and how they got through all of that. If you yourself is a person that runs a small business and you would like to come on this show, all you have to do is just visit our website, fill the form in, or just give us a call, and people can hear you talk just the same way. So please join us. You have been listening to Small Business Radio Network. To reach us, you can visit our website at www.smallbusinessradionetwork.net. You can also contact us directly by ringing 085-164-2555. That number once again is 085-164-2555. Thank you for staying with us. My name is Carol Azams. I have been your host for today's show, and until next time, have a great day.